Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour, salut, coucou in very informal casual French. How are you? I'm Jessica and this is episode 40 of French Your Way podcast. Welcome or welcome back. Have you listened to episode 29 of French Way podcast? That was I was going through the difference and with expressions, through expressions with voir and regarder, as there are often some confusions between the two words, so to see and to look. Well, there often is the same type of confusion between écouter and entendre, so to listen and to hear. So that's what I want to do today, and also give you a lot of expressions that that have these words in it, so that you can boost your vocabulary and your French idioms as well. So yes, voir and entendre, so to see and also to hear, are quite passive. So you can see something that you didn't want to see, but your eyes have just processed the information. Or you can hear things that you didn't want or didn't mean to hear, because your ears have sent the information to your brain. So that's why I say it's quite passive. That's entendre. However, écouter, to listen, is more intense, is more active and deliberate. It would be like regarder, which is to watch or to look at. When you watch a movie, you do it with an intention. So same type of difference. For écouter, a good example would be the expression écouter aux portes, which is to eavesdrop. So you really make an effort to actually to listen. Écouter aux portes, that's to listen at the doors. Some expressions with entendre and écouter, well, you can use them in the reflexive forms. So, s'entendre or s'écouter, that can either mean to hear oneself or to listen to oneself. For example, on ne s'entend pas parler avec ce bruit. So, we can't hear ourselves, we can't hear each other speak in this noise, maybe if you're in a nightclub. S'entendre bien or s'entendre mal avec quelqu'un is to get along well or poorly with someone. Donc, par exemple, je m'entends très bien avec mon frère. I get along very well with my brother. So it's kind of like we are playing the same tune, really. We see eye to eye, except here in French we have the metaphor of hearing. Aimer s'écouter parler or aimer s'entendre parler. It's to like the sound of one's own voice. So that's a little bit arrogant and self-centered. Il aime s'écouter parler. He likes the sound of his own voice. He likes hearing himself talk. All these expressions you can find in the show notes, by the way, if you're not used to, if you're not familiar to French Your Way podcast. Everything that I say in French is written in the show notes for you to follow more easily. So go to frenchyourway.com.au/podcast40. Yeah, other expressions with entendre would include. So entendre sometimes is also, that means to mean or to intend. For example, quand je dis vendredi prochain, j'entends vendredi de la semaine prochaine. So when I say next Friday, I mean next week Friday. That was the theme of my French Way podcast 38, I think, how to say next week or in 2 weeks time, or like to raise the ambiguities and the confusions. Entendre can also mean to intend in the sense of to want. For example, j'entends bien lui montrer que j'en suis capable. I intend, I want to show him that I'm capable of it. J'entends bien lui montrer que j'en suis capable. A very common expression would be entendre parler de. So that means to hear about. Entendre parler de is literally to hear, talk about something. Avez-vous entendu parler du dernier film de Luc Besson? Have you heard about Luc Besson's last movie? Have you heard talk about it? Entendre parler de. Entendre différents sons de cloche. So, that's to hear different versions. That's to literally hear different bell sounds, like they ring differently. That's different versions. For example, tu es sûr de ce que tu dis? J'ai entendu différents sons de cloche. Are you sure about what you're saying? I've heard different things. The opposite would be entendre le même son de cloche when you hear the same sound of the bell, the same tint, the same ringing. That's to get the same story, the same version of events. Entendre du bien de is to hear good things about, so to hear some good of or about. For example, je n'ai jamais rencontré sa nouvelle petite amie. Mais j'ai entendu beaucoup de bien d'elle. I've never met his new girlfriend, but I've heard many good things about her. J'ai entendu beaucoup de bien d'elle. An exclamation that would mean that's nonsense. That would be, qu'est-ce qu'il ne faut pas entendre? So what must we not hear? Qu'est-ce qu'il ne faut pas entendre? That's complete nonsense. The verb sous-entendre, so to underhear, it's a bit to read between the lines, it's actually to imply. And un sous-entendu, so that's the noun that's made from the past participle of entendre, un sous-entendu is an implicit or also an innuendo. Couple of expressions with écouter. Now I've already said mentioned to eavesdrop. What was it? Do you remember? That was to listen at the doors. So that was écouter aux portes. And another expression would be écouter en boucle. Une boucle is like a buckle or a ring, like les boucles d'oreilles are earrings. So écouter en boucle is to listen in a loop or on repeat. If you love a song, that's what you would be doing, écouter en boucle. Thanks for your time. I know this is very precious, but if you have time, an extra 30 seconds, 1 minute tops to spare, and to drop into the podcast app on your phone and leave a review on iTunes, I read every one of them and it would really help me reach a larger audience of passionate like students of French like yourself. So yeah, that would be awesome if you can leave a review if you haven't done that already. I'm just going to read a couple of the reviews that I've received just for pleasure, and you're so adorable for doing it. Thank you very much to Bella Tora, who said, I took French in college and after forgetting a lot, I'm trying to learn it again through podcasts and through Duolingo. This podcast is perfect for me. I'd say this is an intermediate level podcast. You should know some French. You should know some French. It doesn't teach you French from the ground up, but instead it highlights common mistakes and gives great tips. Yeah, that's exactly what the podcast was intended to. It's not lessons from scratch. It's very thoughtful and interesting, and I enjoy listening every week. I also like the insight into French, as it is really spoken, so it's perfect for the intermediate self-learner. Thanks a lot, Bellatora. And thanks a lot to Philip Inger. Sorry if I don't say your name right. Also a 5-star rating. In French, you wrote, parfait pour améliorer son français. Elle est très drôle et instructive. So you also said I'm very funny. Thank you for that. So go leave your review if you haven't done that yet. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.